Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from the San Diego area, friends. Interestingly enough, when we flew in on Sunday night, we got here about 5 o'clock, we got situated, and it was raining. Now, I've been to California several times. And I've been here twice where it's been raining, but it was really raining when we landed in San Diego. And we got into our room, we got all situated, got up the next morning early enough to get over to our next hotel room so we could actually broadcast live. We were here in plenty of time, and once we got here, we asked the check-in at the desk there downstairs if they could get us in early enough to get the show going. And right after we asked, folks, literally the electricity on the South Coast went down. And I'm talking about the southern part of California, the West Coast, but the South Coast of California completely went down concerning the whole southern coast and the western coast. And I had to ask myself, boy, was I the one that was responsible for actually bringing that one, or did that just kind of happen by chance? But again, friends, it happened by chance, but came as no surprise, only to find out that this has been going on for the last week and a half in California due to the heavy storms and rains that they've been having up in Northern California, San Francisco area. So the grids are not able to hold their own, and they're breaking down. In the process, we suffered that shortage of electricity down here as well. So anyways, we're back in the saddle. It was sad to be put in such a situation as we were yesterday. But again, the good news is here is that we are back in the saddle and we are ready to rock and roll in a good way concerning what's happening in the United States of America and broadcasting the truth to the American people, John 8:32, to keep them awake as to what is in fact happening in this country. We're going to be talking about in just a little bit here how the Supreme Court is illegally at it again. They cherry pick the cases that they so choose to pick, or those that they can pervert or wrest, which means the same as old kings. It's found in the Cambridge Bible where it talks about wresting. That means to pervert justice in the right way. And it's exactly what the Supreme Court is doing once again, as to come to no surprise concerning the American people. But why 329.5 million people put up with and tolerate the likes of 9 unelected bureaucrats that work for special interest groups, that should come as no surprise as to why they're zeroing in on the Second Amendment again, because it's very advantageous for all of them to disarm the American people at such a time as this, because of the people on a broad scale are beginning to wake up concerning what is in fact going on concerning this pandemic. They're seeing people fall over dead all over the place. It's happening all over the world. It's happening on live television. And they're getting a little worried about what's going on. They're even bolstering statistics, friends, just to show you how they're trying to rewrite the narrative, and they're trying to belittle their opposition by trying to convince the rest of the American people that a majority of the people in this country have been vaccinated. It is not true in any sense of the word, not in any sense of the word. Keep in mind, they want to belittle their political opposition, so they want you to believe that everybody's going along with it. When we all the well know it's not happening that way, friends, the opposite is true, because if it wasn't, they wouldn't be found out to be revising once again and moderating the narrative in such a fashion in a contradictory way that they are. And they've been doing this for decades in this country. So going back to the topic of the Supreme Court illegally going at it again, they're zeroing in on the Second Amendment, and we're going to set the record straight on this one as well. Folks, I do want to let you know that every branch of government, regardless of its judiciary, executive, or legislative, no one is above impeachment in this country, Article 2, Section 4, and it is for the people to stand up and rightfully prosecute every one of these individuals, including the corrupt that are sitting on the bench, that are illegally playing the activist or illegally legislating through policy and undermining the U.S. Constitution. So, with that said, we're going to get to that in just a moment. If you want to call in, we have Tom Rex set up here in the room. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go to social media platforms, please do that. Please do that, friends. We have 200 and some thousand views on our Saturday show, and we just appreciate all the people that are taking the time to listen to this information that we're bestowing upon you. And keep in mind, to the new listener, we're not here to give you our opinions. We're here to hold to the Word of God and the Constitution. You can always tell a stick is crooked or deviated by laying a straight one next to it, and that's exactly what we're doing by bringing forth the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which is all predicated upon the seedbed of the Declaration of Independence. So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to jump over to that, beforeitsnews.com, we're on the top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com, .com as well on the left side of the page. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 14, 12, so on and so forth. Wanted to let you know, too, we are in San Diego for the very purpose that we're going to be at the Loma Santa Fe Country Club. It's a VIP meeting. I believe it's open to the public. I know not, but you can check in with them. It's the Loma Santa Fe Country Club. It's 1505 Loma Santa Fe Drive, Solana Beach, California. And it will start at 10 a.m. tomorrow. 10 a.m. tomorrow, I will be the main speaker here in San Diego, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm honored that you would call us up in such a time as this. And it's interesting how this is all beginning to work for the ministry, because people are beginning to pay attention to the fact that the information that we've been giving to them over the last 20 years is absolutely spot on, because, again, we're not giving you our opinion. So with that said, friends, what I want to do is we're going to come back on the other side of this break, and I want to give you a couple highlights as to the things that were going on yesterday and today. We'll get caught up, and then we'll get on to the main objective here concerning the topic. The Supreme Court is illegally at it again. And, again, we'll be right back after this hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, broadcasting live from San Diego, California. We have an event set up for tomorrow, and it's going to be a short week, but we're here and we're happy to be here. With that said, I want to get caught up on a couple topics that have been overlooked over the last couple days. Yesterday was not our fault. It was the weather. It was the grid here in Southern California that shut us down. And so I'm getting caught up here the best that I can, giving you that information and doing my best also to jam it in within the hour allotted to us. Now, what I want to do is, you all know how Bill Gates, I highlighted this probably 3 weeks ago, where Bill Gates is trying to do a Facebook campaign under false pretenses in suggesting, or why should I say deceiving the people on a global basis, that he has 42 million followers when in fact he has 37 followers out of those 42 million alleged followers that I'm sure he bought and paid for. And he's trying to put himself in a good light to the people as to suggest that he's there helping the people. And isn't it interesting, something for you to think about, isn't it interesting that Bill Gates is not an elected representative anywhere in the United States of America, but it's interesting how his money speaks volumes, right? The Bible says money answereth all matters. Well, the fact of the matter is it should be answering for the right matters, not the wrong matters, and the man should have been thrown in prison a long time ago, if at least, friends, prison, when it comes to the statutes found in the Word of God concerning his crimes against humanity in face of the American injustice system, to put that in parallel. But he's trying to put himself in a good light. And it's also interesting to note that he's also trying to put himself in a position of being a doctor and trying to sell himself as one that knows vaccines better than anybody else does. And isn't it interesting that he's not a doctor, but yet the mainstream media, again, all bought and paid for, puts the microphone up to his mouth at every given turn, and they have the cameras on his face continuously every time he decides to whisper one of his messages to the people. Well, this is all backfiring now. But I do want to show you something, and I want you to see it for yourself, friends, concerning the history of Bill Gates and what he's done to other countries. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he's responsible for in India alone. And I'll do my best to get this up here so you can hear it, but listen and watch carefully.
Several Indian tribal girls used as guinea pigs. The report alleges that two American pharma giants' untested vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork. India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccination. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots, in many cases without the informed consent of a parent or guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures. Some of them developed cancer. And seven girls died. And there was no assurance, there was no assistance for them. And the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force, they studied it, and they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country. Things happen here in a very barbaric way. But I was surprised to find an American organization operating in broad daylight, doing things in a very, very, let's say, Indian fashion. And so the route I took was that I want the whole procedure to be investigated. The Indian Parliament formed a committee, and it was to me a rather surprising move because you generally don't often have such a high-level inquiry into matters affecting poor people. And that was such an extraordinary report. I don't think Indian Parliament has ever come out. It's such a scathing report. And the government officials came up and said, we shouldn't have authorized this. We're sorry. We're not going to allow them again. And now they're back doing their same old tick-tick.
Okay, so now they're back doing their same old tricks again, he said. I want you to consider this. This was in 2009, friends. Okay? So, again, he's putting himself up in a light, trying to sell himself to the people as to suggest that he's there and helping the people, when in fact what he's doing is paying the governments to experiment on the people of those prospective countries. And these are crazy times. So with that said, that was 2009. Obviously, we're in 2023 right now, and we see incrementally they've been forecasting this forever through movies, televisions, the Fauci's, the NIH, the WHO, and they're continuously pushing forth this agenda. Now, this is what we missed just over the last day, friends, okay? This is just over the last day. Former NHL player Gino Adzik died suddenly from a heart attack at age 52. Did you hear about that, friends? Here's another one. Ravi Srivastavan, Toronto Film Festival programmer, dies at 37. This is all brand new. You can see the date right here, January 16th, which fell to us yesterday. We have an 18-year-old SASC athlete unexpectedly died. And again, I want you to think about the fact that regardless of all of this, that which is happening right in front of our faces, they're still pushing the narrative. The FDA is still passing and giving approval to more of these poisonous injections that they're trying to throw into our children. The one that I have in front of me right now, friends, is from the Gateway Pundit. A 2-year-old child dies suddenly one day after receiving both the COVID vaccine and annual flu vaccine. And again, friends, it just goes on. American Idol singer CJ Harris dead at 31 years old. I mean, Americans, you know, and you heard me say this and reiterate this 1,000 times. But I must highlight this again. This is happening because the people are allowing this to happen. Interestingly enough, I just showed you a video of what Bill Gates himself, Mr. Depopulation, himself is responsible for in India. And isn't it interesting, just to show you how blind and deaf people are, Jeremiah 5:21, if you look at who posted the video, it's a mega blank for Trump. Mega blank for Trump. It's an expletive. I'm not going to say it. And she says, we know everything. Blank the New World Order. Mega blank for Trump. Isn't Donald Trump the one that pushed the green light, even going so far as to now call himself the father of the vaccine? And she says, we know everything. This is the kind of stuff, friends, you can't make up. This is idolatry at every given level. And it's interesting that when you see this, for some reason or another, people love to put on their politicians the things that they're obligated by God to do on the behalf of men. And this is another prime example. I got to say, friends, enough of the talk. We know who's pushing these illegal experimental jabs. We know who's responsible for the death of innocent people on a global basis. And again, let me remind you, they're not reeling in, folks. They're catapulting themselves forward to push more of this through forced compliance. And they're trying to create laws to give more power to the WHO to give them a broad swipe of all powers on a global basis to give them the absolute say-so as to what you put in your body and what you don't put into your body. How the American people have allowed it to go this far, it again bewilders me. I am confounded. I am dumbfounded by what people tolerate in this country. And sooner or later, as Amos 6:3 tells us, friends, this will come to our front doors. And rest assured, it's not going to be Bill Gates that's at your front door. It's not going to be Anthony Fauci. It's not going to be the terror-tied individual that's the head of the WHO. It's not going to be him either. It's not going to be any of these bureaucracies. It's not going to be the head of the CDC. And the list goes on. It's going to be all of the people doing it to themselves on a global basis that are standing back saying that they're just doing their job. And I'm again here to tell you, friends, that they're not doing their job. Because if they were doing their job, and the Justice Department was doing their job, and state governments and federal governments were doing their job, there would be a whole lot of politicians that would be incarcerated right now for their crimes against humanity. Is that where we're at? Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. No, I say that you're not extreme enough. Look at the things that they're pushing for. That's extreme. I mean, these are the people that are rewriting history. They're revising and modifying history. They're recreating marriage. They're attacking humanity at every given step and advocating life for the animals and for the wilderness. I mean, there's six reprobates, Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. And again, they're not just going to stop
on
their own.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Praise from President Biden on how the European nations have helped Ukraine fight Russia in the past year.
They were really, really, really important that you've been there every single step of the way. So thank you.
The president in the Oval Office before his meeting with Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The president visits California Thursday to check the damage from nearly 3 weeks of endless storms. In Capitola, bar owner Chuck Hammers says the clock's ticking.
We've got to cut all the floors completely out and relay them. And, you know, I really hope we can get some of these open by spring break. The spring break's a big deal here.
There are blue skies on the California coast today for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. Turns out the soaring price of eggs is good for one group of people. Egg farmers, the nation's largest producer, Cal-Maine, reports its profits increased by 65% over one quarter late last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take a phone call from Montana. We have Diana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. What say you?
Hello. I believe it was back in 2009 when the swine flu that they called H1N1 came out with its own vaccine. And at the hospital I worked at the time, they offered it in addition to our supposed mandatory flu vaccine. The following year, they told us that it was included. It was already in the regular flu vaccine.
Yep.
So for these devils to just go manipulating everything all the time, it's become such a pattern, and people... If people can remember the thalidomide babies and what they said, oh, these pregnant women could take this medicine for their morning sickness and that it was perfectly safe. And then all of these babies were born with such physical defects. I mean, at that point, why did people not wake up back then? And,
yeah.
You know, They've made the government and medicine, the medical complex, into their own god. They don't want to go to our Father, and because that would mean they would have to set aside their pride and become humble, and they've just become such lovers of themselves. It's so sick and so sad to watch, and that's where I'm at today.
Yeah, I totally appreciate it, and I want to get to the main topic, and I'm going to highlight what you just said. Thank you again, Diana. I totally appreciate it. Well, regardless if they want to, because of their pride, go to the Lord. And by the way, pride was the very sin of Satan himself because he wanted to be just like the Lord. And, of course, the Lord's not going to have any of that. Read Isaiah 14. And so he cast them down from heaven because of his pride. It matters not if men are withholding or restraining themselves to, from going to the Lord because of their pride, because sooner or later they're going to be facing their judge regardless if they like it or not. That applies to every single one of us. The Bible is clear in 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8, starting there. And again, here we are today. But I just want to make clear, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. That's where we're all going. And we're going to have to answer for what we leave undone, just as much as the things that we have done. And I want to end this segment concerning the deaths and these dead experimental jabs. Do remember that, just again to kind of highlight what Diana is saying here, and just to show you how they've been forecasting all of this. Do you remember Time in 2003 was pushing SARS? Do you remember in 2004 they were pushing bird flu? Remember 2005, the death threat? Remember 2009? I mean, folks, then we had, you can look at them on social media platforms. I can't read some of these, but we had H1N1 in 2009, chasing Ebola in 2014, 2016, the Zika virus. That's what I can see. Then in 2017, there was another warning of a virus, and then coronavirus 2020, 2021. Then it was another one. And folks, this is what they do. They push fear. But what happens when men don't take counsel from their fears and they walk in the fear of God and departing from iniquity? Well, the Bible's pretty clear that those that forsake the law praise the wicked, okay? And when they praise the wicked, they're going to be ruled by the fear of man to do their bidding. But it also says at the end of the scripture in 28 of Proverbs, it talks about those that keep the law, such as contend with them. So that's what we're doing here. The fear of God obeys the Lord in dealing with the corrupt. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Proverbs 8, it says, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. Okay, a fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies. I mean, folks, it's very clear as to what we're supposed to do under commandment by God in the fear of God. And if we fear God, we're going to deal with the corrupt. If we fear man, we're going to just keep letting them come up with whatever they come up with next and do the things that they do against the innocent. And I said it last week, and I want to say it again. It's cruelty to the innocent to allow and to show mercy to the wicked. And by being accomplices to their crimes, all the while knowing what they're doing and allowing them to do the things that they're going to continuously do, that is wicked to the core. And that shows you how the people in this country are accomplices to the very crime, because they know it's wrong. They know these people need to be brought to justice, but they're looking for someone else to do for them that which God has commanded them to do. And that's not going to fly, friends. Read Deuteronomy 4 when you get a moment. That is our wisdom, namely Deuteronomy 4:6. So let's get to the main topic here, switching gears just a little bit. Folks, the U.S. Supreme Court is at it again. Illegally at it again. I highlighted last week that they, listen carefully, they, as to suggest that they're a law unto themselves, have ruled, right? As a bunch of activists and legislators, to suggest that they're a law unto themselves, they're above that law. That's what they act like. That's what the devil wanted to do, friends. He wanted to tear down the law so he could arbitrarily rule by calling himself the law. That's where he wanted to put himself in the place of God, and the Lord said no. Well, we're tearing all that down once again, because the Supreme Court does not have the authority to cherry pick cases at will and then to distort or wrest the very plain meaning of those laws that they're trying to tear down. I want you to listen. Before allowing government to tear down the laws of old, ask yourself the question as to why they were put up. Okay? I mean, now I think people in America, for an example, the Supreme Court went and took upon themselves and assumed authority that was never given unto them to rewrite the meaning of marriage. God said a male and a female, right? The new Supreme Court and the perverse ones that are there, like Elena Kagan, and the list goes on, they come in and say two men can get married and two women can get married. It's not theirs to change. We're given law by God, not by the corrupt, reprobate, the abominable one. That is not how it works in this country, friends. And I think it's important for people to understand, again, as I said during the last segment, that you have all the power in the world to put a stop to these individuals, regardless of what capacity of government that they sit in or occupy concerning the incumbent. It's ours to impeach. It's ours to prosecute them. And if that justice goes undone, friends, guess what? They're going to do it again. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now it's the Second Amendment again. And notice in parallel, again, notice the timing. They're trying to disarm the American people. Why? They've been trying to do this since the 70s, friends. But the point is, they're getting more adamant about it because they're becoming more afraid because the people in this country are awakening to their crimes against the people that they're supposed to serve. Now, let's go back to this and let's get into greater specificity. For example, Thomas Jefferson said, the opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what are not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson believed that it would become the least likely branch of government to attempt to do the very things that they're guilty of attempting to do and are guilty of doing today. Okay? Friends, we have 9 unelected, perverse bureaucrats who, again, are cherry-picking cases that they choose to take up. You know, if I go over to Psalm 94:20, and I'm going to do it so people understand why I'm making reference to scriptures as the Holy Ghost imparts and leads, it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 94:20, it says, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you? I'm putting this question to you, Americans. Are you going to allow the throne of lawlessness to have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a policy? In other words, the question is, are you going to allow this? You know, it's also interesting that when you go back, that was precedes Psalm 94:20. You can go to Psalm 94:16. Isn't it interesting that Lord said right before that, he said, who will rise up for me against the evildoers lawfully? The Lord's not going to establish the law and then tell his kids to break the law. Okay? I know people are that ignorant. I really do. And I know that our enemies want to take words out of our mouth and they want to pervert what we're saying. But the Lord's not establishing law and then telling his kids to break the law to establish which is right. That's an oxymoron. Folks, that's not how it works. The Lord is continuously telling us to do it lawfully, okay? But he said, who will rise up for me against an evildoer? Or who shall stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That precedes Psalm 94:20. And I want you to put that in your pocket, friends, and I should say your hearts and your minds, so you can understand that the Lord is looking for those that will stand up against this corruption in a lawful way. Folks, they're rewriting, they're misconstruing laws, they're revising, whatever word you want to use, as they sit back and play again the activists on the behalf of the highest bidders. Luke 22:48. And you know that's exactly what they're doing. Why would a government that has no authority try to strip away our God-given rights? Now, on Saturday, I highlighted the preamble to the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, which applies to all of them, and how that there was further restrictions given to those that serve we the people to not touch those God-given rights. They're there to ensure our rights, not to strip them away. Okay? That's the whole purpose of the Bill of Rights. Was to show and to further, you know what, I'm going to give it to you on the other side. I got it right in front of me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of the San Diego area. Go to our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty as well. If you want to check out our schedule, we are going to be in Santa Fe, Rancho Santa Fe, tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Odd time, I know, but it's a VIP meeting, and we're happy to be there regardless. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how the U.S. Supreme Court is at it again, illegally. They're deciding to let courts in New York enforce new gun restrictions. And I want to say this, and I want to make it clear, because I'm going to give you some quotes from our forefathers concerning the Second Amendment. They are responsible, these corrupt politicians that sit there with a pen in hand, attacking the American people and their God-given rights, are sitting there with armed security detail. I can't say that enough, just so you can get a visual. They're also responsible for the gun-free zones. 94% of all mass shootings take place in gun-free zones. The murder is nowhere to go. These individuals that are stripping the rights of the American people, which there's no excuse on the behalf of the American people to forfeit their rights, but I do want to say they have to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. But in saying that, they are responsible, in fact, for the innocent that have been killed in gun-free zones. And it's time for the American people to stand up and enforce the law against those that are perverting the plain meaning of the Second Amendment. And don't forget what I just said. James Madison the father of our Constitution. Listen carefully. It's important that you hear this. He said, do not separate text from historical background. He said, if you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He called what you're seeing today illegitimate, friends. And it's exactly that. It's illegitimate. It's a pretended authority. It doesn't exist. Only so far it exists as to what you believe, period. President Thomas Jefferson said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong concerning what we all understand. He said, ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. That means, friends, where few rule over many. And that's exactly what's happening today. Because we see our Constitution, we see what our forefathers established as under attack by that which is foreign on so many different levels and facets as to what's right in front of us concerning American government today. And it's not American. They're acting foreign to the Constitution, which was established. Okay? I just brought up the point that if on Saturday, if you weren't there, I want to reiterate this for you. There's a preamble to the Bill of Rights concerning, we're talking about the Second Amendment because the Supreme Court's trying to further restrict you. They're trying to further strip you of your God-given rights. And it's time for, listen again carefully, for the American people to say no. No. Because I'm telling you no. No. I have God-given rights, not privileges. And going back to the Second Amendment, namely to the preamble of the Bill of Rights, I want you again to hear the reasoning behind, and I'm going to get into greater detail on another day and another show concerning why our forefathers established the Second Amendment in the first place. And again, it's not because of the deer hunting season, friends. It's to defend ourselves against tyranny in government, namely the one that we see in a present state. That's the whole purpose of it. If our forefathers weren't armed during the time of the War of Independence, guess what? They would have never won their freedoms. Period. Go to the Bill of Rights, the preamble. What does it say? The conventions of a number of states having, at the time of their adopting the United States Constitution, express a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, what you're seeing today, or abuse of its powers, what you're seeing today, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added to reinforce our right against those that serve we the people. And as extending the ground of public confidence in government, it was to extend the ground concerning the preamble to build confidence in government. Okay? That was the purpose of it. We'll best ensure the beneficent ends of the institution. But that's not what we're seeing. Notice what the preamble highlights. Misconstruction or abuse of its powers. Again, nobody in any facet or arm of government, no bureaucracy, unconstitutional, though most of them are. They do not have a right to strip you of your Second Amendment. Now, I'm talking about law abiders. And I've said it, I got to say this again. Aren't you sick and tired of being accused by your government and the mainstream media? Aren't you tired of being accused by these two corrupt outlets, regardless in how you want to see it? Isn't it sickening that they continuously blame the law-abiding citizens for the crimes of the guilty? But that's what they do. That's what they do. Notice what the preamble highlights. Misconstruction or abuse of its powers. It's put in place to remind those that represent the American people that the Bill of Rights is put there to say to themselves that these are the thou shalt not. That's what it's there for. Let me show you what they're trying to do again. Okay? And then I'm going to give you a couple more quotes from our forefathers before the end of the show. Reuters, another propaganda outlet. The U.S. Supreme Court, as if to suggest they're a law unto themselves, on they're supposed to sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday allowed New York to enforce a democratic, as if to suggest it lawfully exists, backed gun control law adopted after the justices last year struck down the state's limits on carrying concealed handguns outside the home in a landmark ruling that expanded gun rights. Folks, Criminals don't have a right to bear arms. Law abiders do. What happens if you disarm the righteous in the face of the criminals? Because they're not going to seek a permit. They're not going to seek to do anything lawfully. Well, they're going to be encouraged to go ahead and attack all the more, just like those that are behind these unconstitutional policies. They mean to implement this, friends. The justices, as they like to be called, rejected a request by 6 members of the firearms group, Gun Owners of America, to throw out a lower court's decision allowing the law to be enforced. I can stop right there. They call themselves justices. Let me say it the way that it is. These injustices rejected a request, a lawful request, by 6 members of the firearms rights group, Gun Owners of America, to throw out a lower court's decision allowing the law to be enforced. Are you with me? Is there something completely backwards here? Yes. That's why you need to read Isaiah 59. Justice is turned backwards. Why? Because the truth has fallen in the street. That's what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, is we're picking those truths back up and we're putting them in the face of the American people, into the ears of the American people, to understand that what they're doing is illegal. Therefore, that defines them as being the criminals when you're the law abiders. And notice all of this is aimed at the righteous law abiders in this country. I want you to listen to this. President Andrew Jackson said, he said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter, again, to decide differences of what the Constitution says, he said, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. Did you hear what I said? President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our rule. I want you to listen carefully in ending the show today. St. Augustine said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers could dominate just men. Did you hear this? Though defensive violence would always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. That is an oligarchy, and this is, in fact, what is happening in America today. There's 393 million guns and 393.3 million guns in the hands of 329.5 million people. There's a reason for that. I want to ask you in ending this show, friends, where is it that the Supreme Court or a governor or a mayor or in any capacity of American government, regardless of its capacity again or arm, where is it that they are driving their authority from and attacking law-abiding citizens concerning the Second Amendment? I'm here to tell you, it doesn't exist. Friend, it doesn't exist. Hosea 4:6. The only place that it exists is in the minds of the ignorant, and that is this. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, friends. Let's get our game on. Love you by what we do, back in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.